Look, unless you've been living under a rock, which is totally fine, by the way. Patrick Starr did it. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for anybody. You might have heard that the stock market, or rather the people behind it, have been acting a little, they've been acting differently. Last week we heard that GameStop, the American equivalent of EB Games, had been breaking the internet with its sky-high share prices. Now, if you don't know the first thing about the stock market, like me, don't worry, because on the show to explain it all, including what this means for investing in general, we've got with us Dominique Powell, journalist from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Welcome to the show, Dominique. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, no worries. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so as a quick recap, Dom, what exactly happened last week? Why are we hearing so much about GameStop and who is causing it? What's all the buzz about?
So it's a difficult thing to sort of succinctly say, so I will do my absolute best to try and be short about it. But effectively, GameStop is a US video game retailer. They own EB Games here. And effectively, a bunch of millennials, we can probably categorize them as, on the internet forum Reddit, have banded together last week and chose to all buy shares in GameStop, which inevitably, when you have a lot of people banding together and buying shares in the company, the share price goes up. So that's sort of very basic reason what happened. But the reason they did this is because they could see that a number of major US hedge funds, which are large sort of institutional investors who make sort of more risky bets on the stock market, they had all these large US share hedge funds had sort of they had made bets on the price of GameStop shares going down.
Okay.
So effectively, all these people on the internet thought it'd be quite funny to get together and instead make the price go up, which would then make these hedge funds lose a lot of money.
Oh no!
Which they did. So that's sort of the key aspects to it. Of course, it sort of sparked a number of conversations and broader discussions around the stock market and sort of why this is happening, and B, sort of why it was allowed to happen.
Yeah.
But I suppose that's sort of the key part of it, really.
Wow. So essentially it was sort of like done for a meme.
It was done as a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of sort of unresolved questions, which I'm sure will come out in the wash, which is, you know, was this really done as a joke? Could this really have been done just by a bunch of random people online? Or was there sort of perhaps a more sort of shady orchestrated scheme behind it by perhaps other hedge funds in the market? But on the surface, it does, yes, it does look like it was done pretty much as a joke.
Okay. So many of these ordinary traders on Reddit that have been holding on to GameStop shares, aren't people like going to eventually end up losing a lot of money because of this?
Well, yes. And you can sort of look at the share price recently and you can see that they, you know, if you bought in at, I think it got up as high as nearly $350 US, and most recently it's traded at $92 US. So if you were caught up in the craze and you bought it at $350, you've already lost a significant amount of money. So, yes, there's definitely people will and have lost a lot of money because the rise was incredibly short-lived. And obviously, you know, if you bought in and you can see that you've made a bit of money, why wouldn't you sell? So there's definitely a lot of people that are going to get burnt from this.
Okay. So Wall Street and finance markets in general, they can be pretty inaccessible for so many regular people. Why should any of us care about what's going on in the first place?
Well, yeah, I suppose there's another aspect to this, which is I think a lot of people are viewing this as sort of a, you know, democratization of finance in a sense. You're right, there is a prevailing view that a lot of financial markets are very inaccessible for sort of the everyday investor because it requires, you know, to be quite financially savvy and to be able to navigate the world of stockbrokers and things like that. So I think if you look at the at what's happened with GameStop, these are people who are, you know, everyday young investors buying in and screwing over sort of the, you know, the old money, the old sort of institutional hedge funds. So there is a sort of an element of, I think a lot of people have likened it to the Occupy Wall Street protests, which happened, I think 2010 or whenever they did.
Wow, yeah.
It's a similar sort of mindset that it's sort of an up yours, I guess, to the big funds.
A huge democratization of the whole institution sort of thing.
Indeed. And if it does if this sort of does mark the start of a trend, then obviously that's a great thing, because then you can sort of, you know, you can argue that it's helped people see that it's actually quite easy to get involved in the world of financing and investing.
Yeah, and funnily enough, today at work, I mean, I'm across all like the, you know, social media platforms. I'm sad to say I do have TikTok, but ever since this whole thing, it's been, my entire feed has been plagued with like a lot of like young people trying to gear people towards, you know, trying their hand at the stock market and buying shares. And I think it's really, you know, sparked a whole conversation. Just a girl at work today was talking about it with a coworker of us, of ours. And we're like, I think they're about 20 years old. And she was like, I've already been doing it for about 3 months and she's made a lot of money. So,
yeah. And I think there's definitely an aspect of that. But there's also the problematic side of things, which is what the regulators are obviously interested in, which is there's an awful lot of manipulation or room for manipulation when you do these sort of things. Like, you know, if you're a person on TikTok and you're saying, hey, everyone, go and buy shares in, you know,
exactly
any company. I don't want to say it on air just in case I get done for it. But, you know, you go and buy shares in a certain company and then it turns out that you're actually running sort of effectively either a financial advice sort of situation, or you might even be manipulating the market, then, you know, the regulator will have something to say about that. So there does run a risk that you could sort of find yourself falling into a trap where you think you're getting sound financial advice, but in reality, you're just, you know,
you're
filling
that
the pockets
other person.
Of somebody else.
Definitely. So, like, no doubt there are lots of Australians who did take part in the run on GameStop shares last week, but are we seeing anything like this happen specifically against Australian companies or platforms, or is this just very much an American thing?
It's a very American thing for a couple of reasons. They have platforms in the US which allow you to buy stocks without any brokerage, and brokerage is sort of the fee you pay when you sell or buy or sell a stock.
Mm-hmm.
And in Australia, the best you can sort of get that down to is about $5, but that's fine if you're buying like one stock and you're going to sell it in a couple of years' time. But if you're doing lots of small trades, that starts to really add up.
Okay.
So that's one reason that it's sort of restricted to the US. Secondly, in Australia, obviously our market isn't as big. So you can't really do the big short squeezes like what's been happening on with GameStop and the hedge funds. But we did see a few sort of small companies get affected by this for no other reason than the fact that they... their name on the stock exchange was the same as GameStop. So there's a small mining company in Perth called GME Resources, and their ticker on the ASX is GME, and the GameStop's ticker in the US is also GME. So on the day it all sort of went down, a bunch of Australian traders thought it'd be quite funny to buy shares in GME Resources, and their share price went up about 50%. So, completely nonsensical. It has no basis of thought or reason behind it, but they just thought it was funny. So there, and it happened. So, other than that, we haven't really seen any sort of significant move.
Yeah, wow. I think this is just like such a huge demonstration of how far the internet can affect like the physical and financial world, and the spread of meme. You know, the whole idea of memeing and joking around on the internet is now having like actual impacts in real society. So that's kind of crazy.
Absolutely.
Dom, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but it's been great getting some insight into this all from you. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Cheers. No worries. Thanks.
Have a good arvo.
You too.
That was Dominique Powell, business and finance journalist from the Sydney Morning Herald, giving us the lowdown on what's been happening on Wall Street this past couple weeks.